From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
This Valentine's Day, the UPS Store Certified Packing Experts are helping pack and ship all the ways we care. From the lovey-dovey XOXO gifts, gifts for your Galentine's gal pal, even pet gifts for doggy dearest. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back, guaranteed at no extra cost, exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send your Valentine's on time at the UPS Store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
I have created
the most advanced AI soldier.
The wait is over. Tron Ares, now streaming on Disney Plus.
We are looking for something. Something you've discovered. And some of us will stop at nothing to get it.
Ready?
The countdown is complete.
There's no going back.
Our directive is clear.
Hang on!
Tron Ares, now streaming on Disney Plus. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. We are officially back in the P. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the show, we have an interview with Wendy Osefo from The Real Housewives of Potomac to celebrate the season 10 premiere this Sunday on Bravo at 8 p.m. Eastern. As you've heard me say a million times, I'm really pumped for this blossoming era of the show, which I have said again a million times that I think had a brilliant last reunion after a decent season that gave off energy that I hope we see in season 10. And, you know, season 9 and its reunion came after a not so great run for Potomac. It, you know, it had this really incredible sort of 5-season start, and then 6, 7, and 8 sort of got a little dark and a little bit too messy and a little bit too divisive. And it really just feels like they've recaptured some of the Potomac magic that I think the show has been missing. So I'm really, really excited about it. And I think that Wendy was a big part of recapturing some of that energy at that last reunion. You know, not only was her husband Eddie instrumental in bringing out the bombshell tea about TJ, saying that Stacey paid him to be her boyfriend on the show. You know, never forget, bring Eddie out, bring Eddie out. But she also leaned into her dynamics with Giselle and Ashley in ways that I felt were refreshing and like they felt sustainable and just like generally great for the show because, in my opinion, having watchable, fun, funny, shady, like individual friendships that can go up and down and back and forth and mix it up while also still always being able to move forward with one another, those are essential for a healthy franchise. And I think for a while, Potomac was in this sort of gridlock where certain people seemingly would never have moved forward with one another. And, you know, you kind of thought that with Giselle and Wendy, for example, that they could maybe never get there. Part of that, of course, was Candace still being there and, you know, everything that had gone down in those situations. So the fact that Wendy was able to unlock those dynamics that felt deep enough, but also surface level enough where they always move forward from what they said to one another with Giselle and Ashley was really important. And just the fact that she has multiple examples of that is, it just means that she has really figured it out and has a lot going for her right now. So in this interview, we talked about her personal storyline, that reunion, what we can expect from Stacey this season in like a multitude of ways. I actually think that Stacey and Wendy, from what I can tell from social media, are pretty close right now. So it seems like they have a good season together. I also wanted her thoughts on Giselle and Ashley, Karen's release from prison, and whether or not they've been in contact. Because remember, they had a really tough last season and Karen completely left Wendy out of her statement that she gave to Andy to read at the reunion. I wanted to know what she thought about Monique Samuel's grand return to the show after 4 seasons away. So there's a lot to talk about with Wendy. And I watched the premiere ahead of the interview. And let me just say, I really think genuinely that the vibes are great. We're finally going to like be routinely laughing with our Potomac ladies. They feel locked in to me. You know, it feels like they know this is sort of like a second chance for the show, or kind of a rebirth for the show. I think Wendy, Giselle, and Ashley really feel that as people who have been on the show the longest at this point right now. There's a lot of feeling that it is moving in the right direction. And there's a lot of Stacey focus in this premiere, which I like because I think that she was phenomenal casting and just like such a one-of-a-kind enigma of a person, which can make for some of the best housewives. And there are also some promising, like, again, individual dynamics to follow this season that I'm intrigued by. And then, of course, as you've seen, because the first six minutes of the episode came out on social media this week. It starts out with some thrilling teasing of the footage that they got when Karen left prison. So we are in for a ride with Potomac this season, and I simply cannot wait. Keep listening for my chat with Wendy Osefo. Tune in to the season 10 premiere of The Real Housewives of Potomac at 8 p.m. Eastern on October 5th on Bravo. And please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow with one more episode for this week. I want to gab. All right, today we're gabbing with Dr. Wendy Osefo, star of The Real Housewives of Potomac, which returns for its 10th season this Sunday, which means that Wendy's back for her sixth season. I'm like, where does the time go? Wendy, you know I love our chats. Potomac being on TV is my favorite time of year. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
So good. I saw you at the DirecTV party this summer, but otherwise it's been too long.
I know, it has been too long. You were looking great as always. Love your outfits.
You were ravishing in yellow at that party, if I recall. Yes. But can you believe you're on your sixth season? Like, that's wild.
The whole thing is wild to me. I can't believe it's six. Someone told me six and I was like, no. I think during the season, I randomly said six. And Giselle said, you haven't been here that long. I said, yes, I have. So all that to say, I cannot believe it's been six seasons for me.
Time flies. And I think it's something about the post-COVID era. Just like time is so crazy. But like it just, but I will say that, it feels like it hasn't been six seasons, but also does feel that way because you feel so ingrained into this show for me as a viewer. Like you're part of an essential part of it. So you've stuck your stake in the ground, Wendy,
on Potomac. Stick it in the ground and keep it there. Absolutely.
So season 10 for you personally, we're going to see some focus on Happy Eddie and Eddie growing that. We're going to be redoing part of your house. Tease a little bit what we can expect from sort of the personal side of things for you in season 10.
So season 10 was so much fun for me because I got to explore changes in my life that happened both professionally and personally. Mm-hmm. We do so many changes to our house, but it's not just changes. It's symbolic. It's symbolic of how our relationship, Eddie and I's relationship, has changed over time and how our kids have grown. You mentioned I've been here for six seasons. When you guys met me, Cameron was in my arms. I was rocking her. And now she's doing a Gabby Dollhouse commercial. And I'm just like, who is this person? But, the changes to our house is like reflective of we don't have babies anymore. And there's mm-hmm. a time in the season when Eddie and I sit down and we say, our house is about to be filled with a teenager because Carter's about to turn 13. You guys met Carter when he was six. And so just that evolution and the evolution of our careers, Eddie and I were so ingrained on following that Nigerian structure when you met us. Mm-hmm. A professor, he was an attorney. And now Eddie has Happy Eddie, which is now in three states, Maryland, Missouri, and New Jersey. And how is he navigating that? And how does that navigation then impact me as his wife and trying to help him and support him? And it's just so many changes happening in the Osefo household. And you guys see it this season.
It's great you mentioned the kids because there is a scene in the premiere where you're at your house with them. And that is the evidence that you've been around for so long, because it's like, wow, like they seem like teenagers to me.
They are. They talk back. They have their own opinions. They are very individuals now. I think when we started the season, when I first started in season five, my boys, we were still dressing them alike. Like they were that age. They would have matching outfits. Now they wouldn't call dad in the same outfit. They're like, no, like my kids call me bro. They're like, no, bro, I'm not wearing that. He can wear that. I'm not wearing that. So it's really this evolution
new era.
Everything. It's a new era for the Osefos. And I'll be honest, I don't know how to navigate that. I'm used to being the mom of like little kids. And now everyone has a personality. And I'm just like, who are you people?
It's happening too fast. So, Wendy, I feel like the general consensus just among fans is that the last reunion for Potomac was one of the best on any franchise in years. Like it was it was such a great three-part reunion. It was it was firing on all cylinders. And I'm curious if when you were in the moment filming that, did you feel like it was giving what it needed to give? Like, did it feel like it was going to be what it was? Because people really reacted very well to that reunion.
I had no idea. And that's my honest answer. We just filmed the reunion. I remember when we got told, hey, go out there, see who's here, see who's not.
Right.
And I'm like, what? Like, what's happening? We just sat down. The rest is history. But I remember once we left the stage, one of the first people I saw was Andy. And he was like, just sitting there. And he was like, conferring with, you know, some people. And he looked at me, he said, that was your best reunion. And I said, really? I remember that was my response. I said, really? And he said, hands down. And I didn't think it. We were just saying our real feelings, communicating our real thoughts, talking about what we wanted. Nothing about it was, you know, anything. So to have that reaction from viewers and fans and Andy himself, I appreciate that because it was just very organic. It was 100% organic. And we just went with it.
One of the big things for me was I felt that you and Giselle sort of unlocked the right dynamic for both of you. It felt like you were able to like get to a place where you could give each other like a little bit of shit, but it wasn't too serious. Neither of you took it too personally. Nobody was going too low about anything. It felt like you were having fun almost doing it, which kind of felt like the first time in a long time that we'd seen that from you two. Did it feel like that? And are we going to continue that on that track for you and Giselle this season?
Yeah, you know, for me, it was fun. I'm one of those people that once we have the conversation and we air everything out and we say we're going to move forth, I take you at your word. And I think for the most part, Giselle did the same thing. It was like, okay, have we cleared the air? Okay, let's move on. And that's how we have navigated it ever since that conversation. I think that you guys even see that season 10. If she gets on my nerves, I tug on her wig. Hey, stop it. And then she'll say, okay, okay, okay. And then when I do stuff, she calls me out on my stuff. And then we move forward. But we're not stuck in anything. We're able to hold each other accountable for our wrongs, but then move forward and still have fun with each other. And I think that that's a good place to be.
I totally agree. It makes me happy to see. And that's what it's all about, honestly, on these shows. And so it's really great that you have unlocked that with her. In the premiere, I don't think you're there for this part of the conversation, but Stacey says, I need to step away because I feel like Ashley and Giselle can sometimes be a tag team when they're going up against somebody. Do you agree with her in that capacity that Giselle and Ashley can act as like a duo in that way?
Are you kidding? Absolutely, yes. I have been on the receiving end of that a few times, so I do agree with her. And that stance that Stacey takes, funny enough, is the stance that I really take as I traverse the season, right? You will see the Stacey of it all happen throughout season 10. And I don't think there's anything wrong with questioning your friend. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking for authenticity for your friend. It's the manner in which you do it. Are you doing it in a way that they would be welcoming to your line of questioning? Or are you doing it in a way in which they are feeling attacked? And that's where I come in, is like, hey, ladies, we can question each other. We can ask questions of each other, but let's be mindful of the way in which we're doing it. So, yeah, I do agree.
So are we going to see you sticking up for Stacey this season in that way?
You know, I am all about the dynamic of the group. But yes, I feel as though it's me saying, hey, ladies, you can question her, but how are we doing this? And how is she going to take this? I'm not saying Stacey's right. I'm not saying Stacey's wrong. But we're not even able to get to that because of the way in which we're approaching it.
Right. So she feels like it's antagonistic kind of just right off the bat with her.
Off the bat.
Okay. What did you, Wendy, want to see from Stacey this season? Because like both as a friend, but also as somebody who's also on the show, sharing your life and being authentic, like because that's the big rap against her, that she hasn't been totally upfront about a lot of things. What did you want to see from her in season 10?
I think it's that piece of authenticity. And I shared this with her both on camera and off camera. And I said, you know, Stacey, to be human is to err. You don't have to be perfect. We all make mistakes. It's about when you do make those mistakes for you to sit in it and take ownership of it. There doesn't always have to be a reason or an excuse of why things happen. You can just say, I messed up, and leave it there. And I really want Stacey to.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
To lean into that a little bit more and not feel like there has to be a logical response to everything. We make mistakes. Everyone does. And it's okay. But it's the fact that when you don't own those mistakes, that's when you make yourself a target, because people will then start compiling a list and saying, well, you said this about this and this and this. And that's when the knives come out.
Right. So do you feel like we get to that point with Stacey, like to a level of authenticity that you're content with? Or do you think that's still a work in progress?
I would love to hear what you guys think about it, because it's okay. A journey throughout this season. It's not like a one-stop thing. It's not like, oh, episode two. No, baby. We buckle your seatbelts. We're in for a ride. So I would love to hear what you guys say. Okay. You know, I have stopped questioning Stacey. And I say that pretty early on. And I'm just like, I'm going to deal with you as a friend. And I'm going to handle you as a friend until you show me something personally in our friendship. Then I will address it. But it's a continuous theme that we will play.
Okay. So maybe at some point it might be like, this is how she is, kind of. And that's just a new... Okay. Are we going to get some resolution on the TJ of it all?
By resolution, it depends on if you think she's going to change her answer. Because it is what it is.
She doesn't. Okay.
So it's, again, not trying to speak in, you know, soliloquies or anything. But it's really up to the viewers to decide, for a lot of this, what do you believe?
Mm-hmm.
What they believe, because there's not a watershed moment that's like, aha. No, it's a, what do you believe?
Right.
I think that's what makes the season so interesting, is it's really going to rest on the viewer's thought process and opinions of, what do you think? It's a season of whodunit. It's like Clue. It really is. It's a season of Clue, because I'm now replaying a lot of things. I'm like, wait, we never got resolution for that. Like, what happened? Like, what do I believe? And it's going to be a season of Clue. Like, who did it?
And like, as far as we know, as people who weren't part of the filming process, like, we haven't really heard from TJ about it, I guess. So like,
last thing I know, TJ said he was going to post a Venmo receipt.
Right.
I have seen said receipt. So
yeah, drop the Venmo. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Drop the Venmo. So it's like, who do you believe? And I think that theme of who do you believe, or who did it or who didn't do it, is going to be a reoccurring theme in season 10 for a lot of
Okay. people. I'm picturing a mid-season trailer that's like Clue themed now.
Let me tell you something. I'll be up for it. And I want to hold a magnifying glass like this. Like,
there we go. There we go. Your biggest conflict in the premiere is kind of unexpectedly with Kay. And she kind of presents you with a couple of interactions that you had between seasons, I think, that she viewed as sort of being snubs from you to her. And when she presents them to you, you clearly have a different interpretation of those interactions. Mm-hmm. is it a matter of perspective with you two, or is she, do you think she's creating something where there is nothing? Like, what's your read on what's going on there?
I think it's a one-sided beef.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you know, and it's really unfortunate because I really liked her. It took me by surprise because 2 weeks before we're filming, we're laughing, kikiing, having a good time. Cameras come up and now you have a problem with me.
Mm.
And that's very odd to me. That's very odd to me for two reasons. One, you didn't have a problem with me before. And if we were friends, you didn't tell me you had a problem with me. You waited until the cameras came to say you had a problem with me. And that's why, for me, it's a one-sided beef. And, you know, I don't know why she decided to go down this route. My energy doesn't even really match hers because I'm like, aren't we friends? So I'm a little bit...
thrown off.
Thrown off by the whole thing.
And so we'll continue through the season with that.
Okay. And I can say that because it's even in the trailer.
Yeah.
You guys hear me say, I think you just want to have a problem with me. And that's how I felt. And that's how I continue to feel. You just want to have a problem with me because it's very few and far between that I don't rise to the occasion of an argument. Like, if you knock on my door, Gibson,
you're answering it.
I'm answering it. Okay. With a bottle of wine and a charcuterie board. Like, welcome. Welcome. Thank you for knocking. Welcome to my home. Let me show you around. So the fact that that is not even my energy is like, this is weird to me. And it's really a one-sided beef. And so if you want to have a problem with me just to have something to talk about, then I hope it worked out for you.
Hmm. And I guess a kernel of that could be that, you know, her and Karen were so close last season and you and Karen had a difficult last season together. Does that play into it at all? Like that existing... But like you guys were individually okay, from what I remember.
Yeah, she never mentioned that. She never, even after the reunion, it was never a hey girl type of thing. That's what I'm saying. Like it came out left field. This is not, I talked to her after the reunion. We've communicated multiple times.
Mm.
It was never brought up. It was a hee hee ha ha. We had a phone call where she was crying on the phone to me about a situation. I'm giving her counsel. You know, we're having girl conversation. So where is this coming? Like, it's right. just weird.
So speaking of Karen, I do have to ask. She was released earlier this month. And obviously when she went in, she had a message for you that she didn't really include you in the message that we got at the reunion from her because you were in a difficult place in your friendship. Have you spoken to her or seen Karen since her release?
I have not.
Okay.
No.
Do you see a path forward for you two as friends?
I can always see a path forward, but it's really something where it's on her. You know, she showed me that she doesn't value my friendship. She's shown me that even though I've supported her through her fourth DUI and I was one of the only people in the group who never said anything ill of her or bad about her, she threw me under the bus and showed that she didn't want nor value me as a person. So I'll be interested to hear what she has to say because I have not, you know, done anything to her.
Chronic migraine is 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more.
Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine before they start. It's not for those with 14 or fewer headache days a month. It prevents, on average, 8 to 9 headache days a month versus 6 to 7 for placebo.
Prescription Botox is injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Why wait? Ask your doctor, visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
Another factor for this season, Wendy, is Monique is back in the picture.
Yes.
Monique, she hasn't been on the show since season 5, where, you know, she went out with a bang with the binder at the reunion.
About a bang.
Yeah. We see you two have a sit down. You bring up the binder And, you know, there that was a really complicated season for many reasons. Had you seen her since season five? Had your paths crossed at all?
I haven't. I haven't seen her since season five. I have not spoken to her since season five.
Wow.
So literally what you guys will see this season is we all, well, I won't speak for everyone because some of the women are new, but for me, we start off where we left off, which is the binder. And that's why I bring it up. And I think what makes it so interesting is we mention it all. Literally, there's no rock that is left unturned. She says everything. I say everything. And then we decide where we go from there. But it's not something where we were fake with each other. And as soon as she comes in, it's like, oh, we're going to forget about what happened. No, I give, you know, her credit as well that we were very intentional about having a conversation to see if anything at all comes up as far as a relationship. But it's really an interesting journey.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that it's not ignored because there is a lot of history there. And so that it's important to address it. And I guess the follow-up question to that is like, you know, again, you guys had a up and down relationship. And do you feel like it's the same Monique that we all saw in season five? Do you feel like there's been growth or change there? Because she's gone through a lot in her life since that time too.
In all fairness, you know, and I learned this and I remembered this as her and I were talking. Monique and I really never got the chance to even get to know each other. So our relationship was never really up or down because it never really existed in season five. The situation happened and that was it.
Yeah.
But I think the beauty of what you guys will see this season is Monique is able to tell her own story and she does not shy away from it. I applaud her on that. And I think for me, the person who I met in season five and the person who I see in season 10 are two completely different people. And I think that that'll be something that the viewers will be very interested in seeing as well.
Definitely. Before we close it out, again, your sixth season, this is season 10. How does this differ from your past go arounds? How can you characterize season 10 as we close off here?
Season 10 was so much fun for me. It was fun for me because I was able to navigate it my way. I think being in your sixth season, there's a level of comfort and awareness that you have of yourself that I think really makes you okay with whatever circumstances come. And I think that that's different. You know, your first season, you don't know what to expect. Your second season, you're trying to correct the wrongs of your first. You know, there's so much that comes with it. But with this season, I was able just to be Wendy. I was not pressured to feel as though, oh, I have to respond this way. No, I was and I continue to be so grounded and so comfortable in who I am and the skin that I'm in. And I think that I lead with that this season. I lead with that level of being very okay with whatever the outcome is. I'm okay with it.
We love to hear it, Wendy. We love to hear it. Well, Wendy, always a pleasure. Love seeing your face. Again, I think this is going to be a great season. And I really appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gibson.
Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes. And subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And keep up with all things Gabbing with Gabe at Gabbing with Gabe on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gabe is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgabe@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.